Jeff Hamlin.
North Carolina has one of the largest concentrations of modernist homes in the country, in large part thanks to NC State's Design School. The reason we still have so many mid-century modern homes in the region is because of George Smart, who is the founder of NC Modernist, and he joins us now. George, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks for joining us. So for those who don't know, what is NC Modernist and how did it start?
So NC Modernist is a preservation group that works to preserve these mid-century modernist houses across the triangle from being destroyed, because they're really works of art that you can live in.
So why does North Carolina have so many of these modernist houses?
Well, in 1948, NC State hired this hotshot dean from Oklahoma named Henry Camp Hefner. And he was all modernism all the time. And he came and just revolutionized the curriculum here. 2 years later, in 1950, Frank Lloyd Wright himself came to speak at NC State in what at the time was the largest architecture lecture in history at what was then the brand new Reynolds Coliseum. Hmm. And ever since then, faculty and students have been building houses for their friends and family and clients. And now we have about 5,000 of these throughout the state.
That's fantastic. And you also have a fundraiser coming up. What does that entail?
Every fall, we hold a cocktail party at one of the modern houses. This year will be in a brand new house. This thing is incredible. It's 17,000 square feet on 100 acres, incredibly modernist, well-appointed. Just to give you an idea, when you walk in the front door, you're walking across a bridge over a koi pond under a waterfall. And we're going to have great food and drinks there. It's a fundraiser for our nonprofit. It's going to be a great night.
So what should people, I mean, you talked about a waterfall. There's a lot to look forward to. What should people expect from the event?
Well, it's a really nice cocktail party. We're asking people to dress up, whatever that means for them. The hottest band in the Triangle, Peter Lamb and the Wolves, are going to be playing. We're going to have hors d'oeuvres and wine and a bar by the wine feed and just a chance to explore this house and the grounds. It's going to be fun.
Now, you founded NC Modernist, and NC School of Design, NC State, brought and trained generations of architects. How difficult was that to find such a rich generation of architects that wanted to find and help maintain these modernist homes?
Well, when we started the nonprofit, I would ride around with these older architects, and they would tell me, you know, George, Raleigh has hundreds of these. If we just drive around and see them, I'll show you where they are. And that's how 20 years ago we started accumulating this information, which anybody can see at ncmodernist.org. You can see older homes. You can see the ones from the 50s, the 60s, and then the new ones coming out of the ground in the last 15 years.
And there are really some wonderful designs to look at. And how easy is it for them to stand out amidst the cookie-cutter homes that are out there today? Do you notice a lot of people are attracted to these homes and can distinguish them very easily?
Absolutely. They're so easy to spot because they're different. They have an unusual geometry. They usually have lots of large windows. They're open with a floor plan in the inside, and they tend to have a flat or a low-pitched roof. Across the state, that means only about one-fourth of 1% of the houses are modernist, so they're easy to find.
One-fourth of 1%. Are they located in one general area in terms of region for the state, or is it just located, or is it just spread out?
Well, they're all over the state. Every city of any size has some, but the majority of them are in Raleigh-Durham, Chapel Hill, Wilmington, Greensboro, Winston-Salem, and Charlotte, as you might expect.
Absolutely. And it's wonderful to go around and tour some of the homes in this area and just take a look at them from the outside because they add so much flavor to this area. Now, we mentioned the fundraiser that's coming up on October 11th, and it's going to be from 7 to 9 p.m. right at the brink of fall, so it's fantastic to look at. How can people buy tickets and get more information?
So they can go to the website. The night is called Moon Over Modernism. And the website is ncmodernist.org/moon, M-O-O-N.
Now, I understand that you actually have a bit of a personal connection to WPTF.
I do. My mom was one of the very first women in broadcasting in North Carolina. Starting in 1944, she worked for the station. She was the assistant to Graham Pointer. She had her own show. She was colleagues in the early days with Bart Rittner and Charlie Gaddy and Johnny Hood and all those guys through about the mid-60s.
That's fantastic. What did she tell you about working at WPTF with those distinguished names?
Well, she loved it. She absolutely adored going in, and particularly on these call-in shows. Ask Your Neighbor, which had been on for years and years and years. There was an early version of that that she hosted, and people would call in on their telephones and ask for recipes or how to get a certain stain out of a piece of clothing. You know, real kind of homey, Andy Griffith Mayberry stuff, but very charming, and she adored it.
That's fantastic, and I wish we could. I hope Mike Rayleigh can find some old tape of her, because I know he's someone who is fascinated with the history of the station since he's worked here so long. And of course, every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, we play that snippet of all the various voices that have been on the station over the years. And hopefully, we can find that your mother Ann Seltman Smart was one of them. Hopefully, there's some footage out there. That'd be wonderful if there was. George Smart, the founder of NC Modernist, thank you so much for that history about your mother and also telling us about what you have coming up in this fundraiser. We appreciate it. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.